This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're here at the launch of the Braille 200 Floral Clock, and Jo McQueen has been a key part in getting people to come along to the celebration. Jo, what has been your favourite thing about the day so far?
I think we've just had fantastic weather and so many people coming along to see the clock, whether they're part of the community or just from the general public. It's just been such an atmosphere to celebrate Braille and accessibility and inclusivity.
And it's massive, this clock. It's about the size of a bus and it's got 35,000 flowers. But can you try and give us an overview description of the clock and some of the main features?
Of course I can. So as I say, we're here in Edinburgh on a beautiful sunny day. So at the top of the display, there is a long banner reading Celebrating 200 Years of Braille. And this is in quite bright coloured flowers, neon green, and either side is a square made of a dark grey and white triangle. Then below we have the main section, which is quite large. We would say it was about the size of a bus. And the background is made up of red, pink flowers, hopefully in tribute to RNIB. It features a large clock with Roman numerals to mark the hours in bright green lettering with a dotted background behind. And the centre of the clock has about 12 slices, alternating between light pink, grass green and an earthy reddish colour. There's a large clock hand which is risen above the flowers and is covered in different plants of red, grey, green, bright green and other colours. To the right of the clock there is a square green section with a square RNIB logo and the letters are in yellow and there's a classic pink line underneath.
Perfect, thanks Jo. And what are you most excited about having this in such a central location and really close to the train station in this capital city?
So the clock has just come into full bloom here in June and we hope it's going to be in season until September. Being in such a prominent part of the city, right in the heart of Princess Street Gardens, is going to have thousands of people walking past, especially in the festival season. So we're going to have a lot of visibility over this design and just bringing people together and celebrating Braille and really just drawing attention to what a fantastic system it is. I'm really just excited for what's to come over the next few months.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much and I hope you enjoy the rest of the celebrations.
No worries. Thank you so much.